Anyone want to be British Prime Minister? It's a job few politicians seem to want, ahead of expected upheaval as the UK leaves the European Union. The current Prime Minister, Theresa May, came close to losing her job in last month's election. Her approval ratings have taken one of the most dramatic nosedives in British polling history. But May vows to soldier on, as NPR's Lauren Freyer reports from London.
Theresa May is not a touchy-feely politician. She can come across as quite formal. Critics call her a May-bot. She skipped election debates and prefers scripted speeches to Q&A. And so she had a sort of steely look on her face when a moderator invited questions after a recent speech she gave about improving job security for British workers.
Thank you, Prime Minister. We have time for a few questions.
The very first question by TV journalist Robert Peston was a dig at May's job security.
Recent events in your own life, do you think they've made you slightly more sympathetic to insecure employment?
May smiled politely. She did not answer the question. Polls had showed her Conservatives would win more parliamentary seats in last month's election. But May ran such a lackluster campaign that her party lost its majority and had to do a deal with a hardline faction in Northern Ireland to stay in power. And now...
Our latest poll has the Conservatives 8 points behind Labour, and this is a big change since the general election.
Joe Twyman is a founding director of the polling company YouGov. He's also tracked May's approval ratings in other European Union countries as she prepares to negotiate Brexit with their leaders.
Theresa May was as unpopular as Vladimir Putin among German respondents, and so really not a very good position to be in going into these negotiations. The only solace she could perhaps draw from our data was that she still remained more popular than Donald Trump.
That might make another politician rethink his or her policies. May has advocated for a so-called hard Brexit, effectively severing all ties with the EU and all its agencies. That makes some British voters quite nervous. But May doesn't appear to be re-evaluating.
Though the result of last month's general election was not what I wanted, those defining beliefs remain. My commitment to change in Britain is undimmed.
May's election slogan was strong, stable leadership. And that's what Britain needs, says political scientist Patrick Diamond, as it enters exit talks with the European Union. But he doesn't think May will be around for very long.
She's not going to be Prime Minister for a decade. She'd be lucky probably to be Prime Minister for a couple of years. Her position is very weak.
Diamond says May's Conservatives are frustrated with her, but he says they've decided she serves a purpose for now.
The view in the Conservative Party is we cannot afford to be led into another general election by Theresa May. We have to get rid of her before then. Having said that, they would also like an election to happen after the Brexit negotiation has been completed.
As time passes, polls show British support for Brexit is waning. Rivals would rather Theresa May dirty her hands with it than them. Lauren Freyer, NPR News, London.